The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
When I think of His grace and His mercy, just one word comes to mind, and that word is amazing. Company?
Thank you.
amazing.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I once was lost, but now I'm found. To give a
favor,
I'm
telling you.
I'm telling you.
Sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. It is Monday, July. I was going to say January. July the 24th, 2017. And Take On Limits Off Radio is on the air live from your Westside studios located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. And, man, we have a show for you today. As always, it's your boy, your host, Minister Dana L. King, alongside my brother in ministry, the one, the only, the good pastor from the south side of Chicago, Pastor Cornelius Parks. What's going on, sir?
Who are you?
Okay, how many times you do it? I just ain't used to it. Well, we got the good pastor from the First Bethel Church over with us today, as always, on Missional Monday. It's funny that they worked out that way, because Missional Monday is actually our outreach day. It's when we talk about outreach stuff,
yeah.
So it just works out. It just worked out that way. So we're going to talk about that. Going to get some more pub to his upcoming event that he's going to be doing over on the south side of Chicago. We're going to delve into that. And, of course, some stuff in the news. Let me give you the rundown about today's show. This is going to be good. I hope y'all ready for a wake-up call to the church.
That's good, too. That's good.
A wake-up call to the church. I know y'all think, oh, here they go picking on the church again. No, that ain't it. That ain't it. But it is going to be good. A wake-up call to the church. That's going to be exciting. But if you're already listening on the line, this is all you have to do. Push one, and you can be a part of today's broadcast. If you want to, if you're already listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. If you are on social media, so are we, simply go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you that way. If you are on Twitter, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you that way. The live streams are up and running. Ustream.tv. Ustream.tv, you can find us there. Ustream.tv. You can find us there simply by doing a search on Ustream for Taking Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you will find us there. The live stream, Facebook Live is up and running. I see y'all are already piling in the room. God bless y'all. I see y'all. I'm trying not to miss y'all names. I probably already missed some. Y'all came in quick like a Russian wind. My God. But Facebook Live, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. We'd love to hear from you that way. And then if you want to email the show, email us, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. We'd love to hear from you that way. And then last but not least, please subscribe to our podcast by going to your iTunes account, your Blogger account, your Stitcher account, anywhere you want to find us. Guess what? You can just Google Taking the Limits Off Radio, and you can subscribe to us that way. We are everywhere you want to be able to find us. So just do a simple search for Taking Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you will find us there. My brother.
What's going on, man?
What's going on, man?
Man, chilling like a villain.
My man coming here with his softball gear on.
That's just my first Bethel shirt, man.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. I just assumed it was something. Okay, first Bethel, it's like a jersey type deal.
Yeah, so when we...
Nice.
I think 2 years ago, we did Jersey Day.
Okay.
We ordered these jerseys. That's the only thing we got.
Oh, sweet. Oh, not that y'all had like a softball team. I got excited.
Nah, I was trying, but you know, I got a lot of enablement. They're not athletically.
No, they're not athletically inclined. Athletically inclined. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's good. So what's been up, man?
Man, humping, man.
I bet.
Hey, bro, listen.
Tell us why.
Listen, man. I tell you, August 6th, 2017, Washington Park.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the hood, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a blast, man. It's a lot of work, man. This has been a lot of work. And I'm thankful for the work and thankful for the networking, but I've been humping, man. When I tell you humping, last night I couldn't even sleep, man. I had to send a letter to sleep, like, dear sleep, where are you at? Hello.
I had to call, man. I thought that was kind of cool.
And I was serious, man. I was like, man, I'm sitting down just chilling. And I'm like, man, I took a nice lavender bath, just relaxed myself. And, man,
did he say lavender?
Yeah.
Look at God.
Look at God. Yes, sir.
Lavender bath. Okay.
Yeah, man. And, you know, that's supposed to relax you.
Yeah. Yeah. Did it work?
I was relaxed but couldn't sleep.
Oh,
I didn't go to sleep till like 4 o'clock, I believe, this morning.
I get that.
Man. And I know it's so much rushing through my head, anticipation, trying to make sure that persons come in and fulfill their obligation. We already got the projection out there, 3,000. So it's like, man, let's make this thing happen. So, man.
That's good. So tell us again, when is the event? What is it called?
So, Hill in the Hood. It's at Washington Park, 5100 South on Cottage Grove. We're starting at 3 o'clock to 7, 8 o'clock. We have many activities going on. We have activities for the kids. Man, we're going to do a wiffle ball game, man, for the kids. So the little babies can't play softball, so we're going to have wiffle ball for them. And that's going to be awesome. We're going to have a big Stop the Violence softball game as well. And then we're going to I'm partnering with many people, NFL, retired NFL players will be there to sign autographs.
That's awesome.
I'm reaching out to like Red Bull, Skittles, and all that to see their marketing team come out there, pass out free stuff. Of course, we're giving out the book bag, school supplies, and we're going to have all the other stuff that we're going to give out as well. So it's going to be a blast. I just trusted that. It's going to be a long day. Actually, that's a long weekend.
That is.
Because the 5th is Austin's reunion.
The reunion picnic.
The reunion picnic. That's
Yeah, it sure is.
I got so much that Saturday, too.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, and then that Sunday.
Yeah, dog in the show.
Yeah, it is, man. It is.
Your thing is the Sunday, though.
That Sunday.
Right.
Yeah. So it's going to be.
I'll be there. I'll be tired, but I'll be there.
I know.
Like, I'll be more tired than you, but I'll be there.
And so, you know, I'm excited for all the people that have even donated already. Those who I told, you know, you don't have to donate money. You can just donate school supplies, book bags as well. You know, I'm not big on just taking your money. Just donate the product. I'm fine with that as well. And then, you know, it's just I'm excited because we're going to be able to bless so many kids.
That's the that's the exciting
that's
part.
That's the exciting
part.
And it's not about anyone know us. It's not about us. It's all about the kingdom, and we're going to do kingdom building, kingdom work. And I decided don't take it outside the four walls and do it at the church. I mean, at the park, instead of the church. And I think it'd be more effective. Every Sunday, we out at Washington Park. You got 30 teams, and then you got another 20 teams to play before. So it's like 50 teams. They got 20 guys on each team. So, you know, that number alone is enormous, and so all the kids out there already
because out there with their parents or whatever, right?
So, you know, the marketing, as in
now, the games going on that day,
Games will be going on.
I'm not talking about the games you sponsor, my
but we'll be finished, they'll be finished
before y'all,
because it's only one or two games,
okay.
team, maybe one or two, and some don't have none, And so, pick the perfect weekend
to
do it.
That's good.
And so, the highlight will be, now, I'm thinking of doing a legend game.
The older guys.
Right. And you know, it's all for the publicity of 16 in softball.
Well, are y'all playing piggy? I'll come out. People like, what the hell is piggy?
What is piggy?
Y'all don't remember piggy? Y'all, okay, y'all act like y'all been saved. Y'all
Rumble!
Right. He ain't catch that clean.
Yeah.
One bounce.
One bounce.
You had to play one bounce. He's playing with the girls.
Yeah,
the
man.
The girls are playing one bounce.
Yeah.
Catch it on one bounce.
Yeah. So I'm excited for it, man. You know, once again, it's a lot of work. And thank you, Leslie. Put it up there. If anybody want to partake in it, you know, please do so. We're not turning nothing down this year. This time is bigger than what we projected, and I appreciate that. And I believe the Lord is going to do exactly what we need him to do. And so even people donated so far, and it's like, let's get it on. So I'm excited.
That's awesome. So give it to us one more time. I'll ask you again before the show is over, but it's August 6th.
It's called Healing the Hood.
Healing the Hood.
It's my book bag drive giveaway. We're going to be at Washington Park. That's 5100 South on Cottage Grove, huge parking lot. There's plenty of parking. We're going to have media there. We're going to have NFL, retired NFL players. We're going to have many kids out there to give them activities. Matter of fact, let me give you the rundown of the activities that I know so far. We're
going
to do soccer, wiffle ball, softball, and volleyball. We have all those, thank God, to Sports Shed.
It's going to be some volleyball out there?
It is.
Yeah,
I'll
get out there for some volleyball.
It is. It's going to be some volleyball, man. We're doing it up, man.
My back is in
front. Yeah, we
are. I'm good.
This one event that I made a vow that it would be something for everyone to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want all, even young and old, to get out there
mm-hmm.
and just have a good time. And it's all about healing the hood.
That's good. That's good.
It's about, now, a lot of us probably need healing afterwards from aches and pains. But it's all about healing the hood. And any of you that's online right now that want to play part in this, volunteer, whatever, please do, sir.
You're going to need people to help you, like,
yes,
pass the stuff
yes.
out. I mean,
I need people to
right.
help. Set up.
Set up. Break down. Pass it out.
Yeah. Yes, man, the whole nine. Man, I know I'm going to need at least 50 people, man. And good thing, I got a lot of guys at the park that already said that they'll help out.
Mm-hmm.
But I need more ladies, too.
Now, you need helpers. Let me help y'all with something. You don't need y'all that's trying to put some stuff to the side for yourself.
Exactly. Exactly.
See, I'm going to say it.
Exactly.
You don't need people that put these 4 book bags in my truck.
Yeah.
He don't need y'all.
Yeah.
He need people that's going to really come out, and you're there to simply support the kid.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, and what we're going to do, we're going to pass out tickets to the kids.
Okay.
So each kid, we're all over the park. You have your ticket, just come get your book bag. We don't want to double bopper you. You know how kids going to take one to the
– right.
And we asking parents, bring your kids, because we're not giving it to the parents.
Bring your kids.
Yeah.
And don't be like, well, I got 4, but you only got 1 with you.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's not go there, people.
We try not to be mean to you.
Oof. My goodness. Also, real quick before I mention some of these other events, and then we'll definitely come back to it again. So you were on 1390 last week.
1390, V103, and GCI.
Okay, all about the healing the hood.
All about healing the hood.
That's
man.
Awesome,
yeah.
man. That's awesome.
Now, my crazy self, I didn't know they was all on the same floor.
Yeah, they
are. I didn't know.
Actually, it's a bunch of them all. It's other stations on the same floor, too.
It is.
Yeah,
it is. My crazy self.
Yeah, when I was there for the word of the day a while back, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. And then it was like, oh.
Now,
where did that station come from?
Yeah, mine was pre-recorded, so I had to go to a downstairs, somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was in the studio,
right.
I went around because I had to get to GCI and B103 right next door.
Right. Literally.
And you know, I'm going to tell you this.
You would think they was in two separate buildings on two separate sides of town.
Man, y'all might not ever talk about how relaxed we look.
Oh, yeah, they
Oh, my God. Man, listen here.
But see, they don't do
Facebook.
They
live,
don't do
live,
they don't do any live because
right.
see all and I get why, because all of their stuff is they make their money via radio.
Yeah.
So that's why they keep everything on the radio. Every now and then they'll do a quick Facebook live clip, you know, check in or whatever.
Yeah.
But then that's it. So
I told Trey I was going to talk about him because that brother was like this. While the music was playing, he was just in chill mode. I said, man, don't fall asleep, man. Don't fall asleep. But it was good, man.
That's hilarious,
it
man.
Was good.
That's hilarious. Proud of you, man. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. I listened to the 1390.
Yeah.
I missed the other ones, but I was actually in the process of getting that car out there when he was on 1390. So I was like, okay.
My brother.
Yeah, so anyway, man, it's all good. But look, y'all, we got a bunch of other events coming up, too. I want to make sure I give everybody a little shine. Hold on, where is it at? My brother Danny Jones is having an event. Wildlife Youth Ministries presents Wednesday Worship Youth Revival 2017. That's going to be starting August the 2nd. August the 2nd, Pastor Anthony Spencer Sr. He's a senior pastor of Christ Center Ministries. You know him?
Yeah.
Okay,
Matt,
yeah.
Matt,
Pastor
Matt,
Anthony Spencer Sr. He's going to be, and all these are taking place. Wildlife Youth. Now, let me find out. Oh, yeah. All of these are taking place at First Baptist Congregational Church. So it is Pastor Anthony Spencer, senior pastor, Christ Center Ministries. And then on August the 16th, he's going to have Pastor Marcus Brady, senior pastor of Eagles Nest Christian Church.
He's on Lake Street.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sorry, musical guest for August the 2nd is Alexis Shepherd. Alexis Shepherd. Okay. And then, okay, so back to August 16th, Pastor Marcus Brady, senior pastor of Eagles Nest Christian Church, musical guest to be announced. On August 23rd, Evangelist Jaquiel Campbell, Associate Minister of Shining Star Missionary Baptist Church, musical guest will be Jahari McGee.
Okay.
And then on August 30th, closing it out, Minister Jeremy Collier, Associate Minister at Prayer and Faithful, Prayer and Faith Outreach Ministries. Musical guest Ron Poindexter will be there. So, again, this is the Wildlife Youth Ministry. This is the youth ministry group from First Baptist Congregational. Powerful group, man. I love my brother Danny Jones, man. I love a brother, man.
He's out of First Baptist, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He is the youth pastor. Event is full. We need supply. Okay. So we got, definitely, man, y'all want to go out and support. Take your kids. If you have kids on the west side of Chicago or even anywhere else in the city, I won't put y'all in the box on the west side. But if you have kids, if you can get them there, if you have youth in your church and y'all got a van, but y'all don't really have a thriving youth ministry, why don't you go to this one and see how it's done?
Yeah.
See how it's done. I have to give it to them. One thing I love about First Baptist, people can say what they want. They are a well-organized machine.
That's good.
They are a well-organized machine. They do ministry well. They don't just do church.
There you go.
They do ministry well. So, again, check out my brother Danny Jones over at First Baptist Congregational. Y'all know what that is. That's 1613 West Washington Boulevard. You can't miss it. Pastor Reverend George Daniels is the pastor over there. Don't want to miss that. Then, oh, Lord, got too many of these. Then, okay, just open up the thing. I don't need you to do nothing else. What is that? All right. Then, my twin, I got to give her hers, Angela Johnson. Y'all know Angela Johnson from One Sister to Another. She's been on the show. She hosted when I wasn't here. She sits in for me and all that good stuff. Greater Love, Greater Works Outreach International, 2017 Youth Explosion, music, games, workshops, hosted by God's Elite. Donations is only $3 per child. Saturday, July 29th. That's this Saturday. Okay, yeah, that's
this Saturday.
July 29th, 2017. Festivities begin at 2 p.m. It's going to be located on the property grounds of her church, 17 West 620 Reardon Road, Villa Park, Illinois. They also are taking donations. They're accepted at PayPal via robertjohnson809@gmail.com. Again, that's the 2017 Youth Explosion. Look, y'all got so – you can't say there's not stuff in the city of Chicago for your kids to do.
Exactly.
Because you can hit one event after you can hit this event. You can hit Danny's event on Wednesday and then turn around and hit Park's event on Sunday. These are all back-to-back-to-back events. There's no excuse.
None whatsoever.
No excuse for you not to find something for your children to do or take them somewhere. And here's the deal. If you know a church that's participating, drop them off. I'm already checking to see if we're going to be able to use the van. What time is your event on Sunday?
Mine is started at 3.
3 o'clock. Our van ought to be back, and whatever kids are here, if we can take them from here over there.
That'd be good.
I ain't going to volunteer to drive the van, but I'm just saying, we can get somebody, we get them over there. Look, I have fear about driving. I drove that church van for so many years, I don't really want to ever get behind them.
I feel you.
Even though it's new, I still don't want
to. I feel you.
Plus, somebody stole my good cassette tape out the other one. Anyway. Man, I had all my church hits on there. I mean, they stole my good tape, Parks. My good tape.
That do make you mad.
As you just said, you know how hard it was to record stuff on cassette?
Yeah.
And then somebody take your...
You have to hit the buttons.
Right. You done sat up all night, recorded this, and it was 120-minute tapes. Ooh. Come on, man. Anyway, so yeah, don't forget that Greater Love, Greater Works Outreach International 2017 Youth Explosion Music Games Workshop. That's Saturday, July 29th this year, 2017. Festivities begin at 2 o'clock. Festivities begin at 2 o'clock, 17 West 620 Reardon Road. That's in Villa Park, Illinois. Y'all can hit my sister Angela Johnson. Y'all can find her on Facebook, One Sister to Another. Email her if you have any questions. And then she just sent me a message a minute ago telling me that, hey, the event is full. They still need some supplies. So, hey, if you want to help them out, contact her. That's Angela L. Johnson on Facebook. And let her know that you're able to help however you can. All right, one more event, the Light Fest. This is the week after all of these events.
That's good.
Now, this one ain't free, so y'all don't go it on with that. I gave y'all all the free ones first. Again, I gave y'all the one Angela's is a suggested donation of $3. This one is tickets start at $35. VIP tickets are $55, but it's for Light Fest. They've been advertising this on GCI, V103, 1390, everywhere. Light Fest featuring Grammy Award-winning artists Israel Houghton and New Breed, Anita Wilson, and Todd Delaney.
Oh, that's a good lineup.
That's going to be good. August 13th at 5 p.m. I will definitely be there at this one. I'm trying to work some stuff out now. I actually got a conversation, I believe, tomorrow with Dr. Spencer about what we can do to possibly broadcast from River's Edge Stadium during this concert.
Oh, that's good.
That would be really, really awesome out there. I just need to know, you know, again, it's all about our connection.
Yeah.
What we got. But this is at River's Edge Park. They may have a good service out there, so we don't know. But that's going to be awesome. Israel Houghton, Todd Delaney, Anita Wilson, August 13th, 5 p.m., Aurora's River Edge Park. Tickets start at $35 for general admission, $55 for VIP seating. If you have any questions, you can go to www.riversedge.com or call River Edge Ticket Office at 630-896-6666. Man, I feel like
who's doing that?
This is this is Dr. Julian Spencer, Maine Baptist.
Spencer.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, Maine Baptist. Big thing. Big thing. Maine Baptist, where Christ is the main thing. That's the deal. That's the deal. I hope I got everybody's event. I hope I ain't missed nobody's stuff. And I ain't talking about y'all. Don't start sending me no whole bunch of stuff that ain't, you know, legitimate. But hope I got everybody's event. I will go through these again before we get off the air today. But I just wanted to make sure that we got those in front of you.
That's a lot to do.
Man, that's a lot, ain't it? Bless y'all. Bless y'all. Let me go down the list, man. Let's speak to the peoples in the room. Now, I know I done missed some of y'all. So, look, if I don't call your name, it's not because I'm ignoring you. It's because y'all done came in and y'all done scrolled up, and this thing only lets me go back so far. Okay? So, Leslie Kelly, Fernanda Yvette Grisby, Katrina Roker, Kathleen Savon from Georgia, what's going on? Tamala King, I see you. Valerie Moore, Felicia Martin, what's going on? She's still laughing about you in the lavender bath. Shiante Bulis, what? You showed up on the Monday? Bless God, I'm going to tell Zephora that you showed up. Princess Johnson, Carolyn Minor, God bless you. Juana Mercer, I see you. Gabrielle Morris, my God, baby mama. That's what she is. Davina Davis, God bless you. Cedric Towner, Austin in the house. Jamaica Hines, Shauna Simpson, what's going on? Leslie Kelly, one more time. Let's see, Michelle Dixon. Felicia says she can volunteer that weekend if you need her.
Oh, yes, I do.
Karen Betts, hit Parks offline or get him in his message so you can get the details.
Yeah.
Karen Betts Davis, God bless you. Kevin Page, you chill, we grill. What's going on? Angela Johnson, I see you. Geraldine Hughes, God bless you. These are some new letter names. Bless y'all.
Yeah.
Marcy Cotton Latham, Norma Andre, my old Comcast folk, y'all is showing up in here. Norma Andre, God bless you. Lisa Johnson, Adam Dow, what's going on, man? Danny Jones, I see you. Jerry Goss, God bless you. Anton Little, what's going on, Spike? Apostle David Azaka, I see you. Angela Allen Johnson. We got two Angela Johnsons. Lord have mercy. I can only deal with one at a time. McCall Harris. What's up, man? Dude, got to get you on here. Got to get you here, sir. Got to get you here. I don't know. If I get you on here, they might close my show down after you leave.
Uh-oh.
But I got to get you here in studio. Patricia Hicks. What's going on, my favorite alto? Mary Jane Whitfield. I see you. Sally Battle. What's going on? Rashad DK. Whew, tired of calling y'all. Roy Summers, Shawanda Battle, Austin in the house. George Jody Beatty, 1STV, I see you. And Michael Mitchell, what's up? Austin in the house.
I got a lot over here.
Come on, read them, read them.
Auntie Lisa Washington.
Auntie.
Clifford Armstrong, Anisha T. Reed, Willie Spells, Marcella Jones.
Pause for a second. Clifford. I always wanted to like the name Clifford. Sorry.
Yeah, Clifford.
Sounds smart.
My cousin Cindy. Uh-huh. Got Donella Lewis.
Uh-huh.
Got Danny Edwards.
Uh-huh.
Dave Bradford. Shalonda Townsend.
Woo! Come on.
My God. We got Camicia O'Neill.
Mm.
John Wick.
Really?
Yeah, that's my boy. That's
okay.
My boy.
Okay.
Shot. We got Pamela Worthy.
Mm-hmm.
Lord. Gregory Buddha White.
Pamela Worthy. I ain't seen her name in a minute.
Yeah.
She used to be on there all the time.
She did.
Right.
Sharonda
right.
Latrice. Got Terrence Ellery. Man, did you say Catherine Savon?
Yeah, from Georgia.
Shay, what's up? Pastor Archie Metlock. Kendra, Chelsea. Lord have mercy. Tina. Boy, y'all came on today.
And they still coming. And
y'all
still coming. Bless y'all. Bless y'all.
Bless your heart. Bless your ministry. And bless your stomach.
Man, so real quick. I meant to ask and send you the link for it. Did you see the people they found in the Walmart parking lot?
It's nine now.
One more died.
The immigrants.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
In San Antonio.
Yeah.
So obviously they was being
trying to come over.
Now, were they immigrants or were they being trafficked? That's the question.
That is a good question, because at first I heard immigrants.
I heard immigrants too.
Yeah.
But now they're talking trafficking.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, that has been going on for a while, but now it's really hitting hard. And it's even in the city of Chicago. Now, trafficking was something over in other countries, but now they have brought it over to the U.S. and they just taken it to the place that, man. I worked with the YMCA on the south side when I was working for SARE, Central State Center, and I didn't know too much about it at first, honestly. And I didn't know that they was only getting like young ladies from the age 11 to 16, 17,
yeah,
something like that.
It was all about young girls.
It was all about young girls.
Yeah.
Now it's just a central thing, like manipulating people, brainwashing them to get them to do any and everything under the sun.
You get, you know, this, like you said, this has always been something that the Hispanic community has had to deal with.
Yeah, that's true.
And now and the deal is, you don't hear about it until somebody dies,
yeah,
or until you find them. It goes on all the time. That's why when our people travel abroad, they always tell you stay with somebody. Don't go off by yourself. Stay with a group of people.
Yeah.
Don't just go off with
even in Jamaica.
Yeah. Don't go off with just random people.
Yeah.
You travel to Mexico. You travel to Europe.
Yeah.
You know, when you go over there, you know that there was a whole movie based off of that, Taken.
Yeah.
The whole movie was based off of the trafficking, because they're trying to get these young American girls and take them over there. So these perverted rich Russian oligarchs and Arabian prince and princesses can get these young girls and take them back to wherever they are and do whatever they want to do with them. And you have to be careful of that. I know for a long time, that's what, and I hope it's incorrect, but that's what they believe happened to those two little black girls that got kidnapped on the south side. It's been almost 10 years.
Twins.
Tia and right.
I don't know if
they're not twins, but they were sisters.
Yeah.
Tia and Tiana. That's what they believe happened to them. Because here is the deal: when someone is killed, eventually the body But this is straight disappearance.
Yeah, straight disappearance.
This is straight disappearance.
You don't hear anything else about it now.
They only go every year. You get one reminder.
I have a friend, Don Valentina. She used to do a yearly anniversary, or they do a press conference, but it just died now.
Yeah,
so
they did one. I saw one. I don't know if the one for this year came up, but they always do a reminder on the news.
Okay. Oh, on the
they
news.
Play it.
Okay,
they play it. They say it's the 1 year you get the anniversary.
Yes.
It's
yes.
the anniversary of their disappearance, which
yes.
was just, you know, nothing. And then they've done the FBI age advancement pictures where see what they might look like today and stuff like that. Because now they're both adults.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, one is 18 and one is 24. Should be, you know, somewhere in there. So, man, it's really unfortunate. But that's the... I saw that on the news. I'm like, this is crazy.
It's
really crazy. Okay, so here's the deal. Y'all's boy, and I'm going to call him y'all's boy.
45.
No.
Not 45.
We going to get to him. We close to it, though.
Okay.
Rauner. Might as well.
Oh, my God.
Right. Rauner just ain't as crazy as...
Man, that's in here.
So apparently the state representatives and everybody have come up with a budget plan in place.
Uh-huh.
To support Chicago Public Schools.
Uh-huh.
Round is saying he ain't going to sign it.
He ain't signing.
Because it's doing Chicago Public Schools a favor.
Exactly. What the catch, and we said this when I used to be part of Interfaith Illinois.
Mm.
We said this was going to happen, and we predicted back then, it was probably 3 or 4 years ago, we predicted 10 years. In the next 10 years, CPS would no longer be established in the city of Chicago. We honestly predicted that. And the route that
will be government takeover, state charter. Oh.
All charter. And the way it's looking, that's the direction they're going with all charter school. Because truth be told, let me give you guys some information.
Church on the Move just joined.
Sorry. Oh, This man.
I fucked up. I ain't seen in a couple of weeks.
I know. Hey, so
go ahead.
So this is the breakdown. Suburban kids versus CPS get a totally different amount per child.
Right.
And the amount is so terrible. It I can't think of the figures right now. It's like CPS get $1 when suburban is $200 per child.
Right, something
it's that type of rounder figure. However, the reason why I believe Rauner is not signing the budget for CPS because they honestly want CPS to die. They want it to phase out.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's be real. If you looked at CPS, they have taken out all the extra curriculum activities.
Mm-hmm.
They took out Far South basketball, football, and some of the schools. Now it's only varsity.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the schools now, they cut down to only having 7 football players. They got the 7-on-7 thing. There's no longer 11-on-11. So it's so many things that they are doing to CPS to try to disband us.
Mm-hmm.
And we honestly can't do nothing without the state budget.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my question is, you got many guys that's part of the on the board for education in the city of Chicago, in the state, or the city of Chicago. What are we doing about this?
Mm.
Because we've been fighting a budget for how long? And then CPS, they have to take out a loan to finish up the 2017 school year.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we going to do about this? Our kids are suffering. And this is one reason why I decided to do the book bag drive, because we got to heal the hood in areas. And one of the areas we need to heal the hood is education.
Yes.
When you look at kids, you know, back then we didn't have book bag drives and all that when we was coming up.
Not a one. Never even heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Not a back to school drive.
None of that.
We ain't had no back. The only back to school thing we had was the Bill Billiken parade.
Exactly.
You're right.
I mean, to be real,
seriously.
Some of us had to carry our books in plastic bags.
Yeah.
I remember this. Now here, today's time, this is a hurting feeling. Today's time, our kids don't even have books to carry.
Mm.
That's a shame. I've been out of high school 25 years. This is my 25th year anniversary, and they still got the same books that I had. That's a disgrace. That's a disgrace. I mean, we have not upgraded. We have not helped our kids. And so that's why many kids that's leaving CPS, when they go to colleges, they only do one semester.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have good studying habits. They don't know how to take tests. Test-taking skills is terrible. And so my question is, not only are they holding back budget, that means that kids can't eat lunch. That means teachers can't get paid. That means that they can't spend extra time for tutoring and none of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So now our kids is going to a place to sit there for 6-7 hours and not learning anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the classrooms are so terrible, because you can't even put even a teacher assistant in an overcrowded classroom because we can't afford it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now the problem, now we're our focus have been on violence. Our focus have been on this and that, but no one's distracted. There you go.
Distracted by the violence.
No one's talking about education.
Mm-hmm.
No one's talking about saving our kids, how our kids are going to survive, how our kids are going to make it. And, you know, and it's a sad indictment when you don't want to put your kids in a CPS system.
Yeah. It's I was trying to do some research while you were talking, it's amazing. In suburban schools, the average range for a student is anywhere from 8,500 to 32,000.
And I think it's 1,500
in the suburbs. And in the city of Chicago, it's 4,200.
That's terrible. And they don't get that.
No.
And they don't get that.
4,200
per child. And they don't
so
get that.
So even the worst school in the suburbs,
yes,
gets $4,000 more per kid.
Per kid. I told you the difference of $1 to $200. That's crazy. that's absolutely crazy.
It is. It
and then listen, not only and not only do suburban schools have better facilities, better sports, better activities.
Yeah, Felicia just said her kids, they don't even, they use laptops and iPads.
They don't have books.
They're using e-books.
E-books. Yeah. Or at least give them some Kindles.
But they're still not talking about CPS.
Yeah, I mean, here it is. I'm a product
of Chicago Public High School.
Sure.
You're a product of Chicago Public High School.
Sure.
A lot of my friends are products of Chicago Public High Schools, good and or bad.
Yeah.
You know, they would say we went to
the worst high school in the city of Chicago.
They would say we went to the one of the worst high schools in Chicago. And I have friends who went to the worst with us.
Uh-huh.
And then some that we thought were worse. Like,
Or, yeah.
Yeah, y'all was bad.
Yeah.
Collins, y'all was bad too. Farragut, y'all was bad. I'm just saying, they always try to dog
Austin, right.
Marshall Henderson, y'all was bad too. But, you know, we got friends with the Whitney Young,
exactly.
Steinmetz,
Lane,
Prosser, Lane,
Von Steuben,
all them. So, you know, but here is the deal. I don't ever want to denigrate what CPS, I think every major metropolitan city should have a Chicago, a public school system.
Exactly.
But then I also like what some charter schools do.
Yeah.
I like the aspect of the way that I believe they're teaching their children. This is just me. And I can only talk about one school that I had to actually deal with. And that's the school that LaTanya works at Polaris. They don't only just teach the kids the basics, you know, math, English, science, but they're also teaching them life skills.
Yeah.
So they're giving them like real life scenarios.
Yeah.
You know, they're taking their kids out. They have this whole thing called exploration where they go out to different areas of the city.
Sure.
They have them out doing community work. They have them out, you know, her daughter call asking me about because they starting a podcast in the dang old school.
Wow.
So it's like, what?
Wow.
You know? So they were out there. They covered the march.
Wow.
The Trump march.
Wow.
You know, so they're out there doing real life things. There has to be a happy medium between the two. I'm not saying it would be a big problem if we went all charter.
Now I'm gonna show you something.
Come on.
That's hurting us when it comes down to charter.
Yeah.
CPS salary
Sharita Cook's talking about, yes, Austin was terrible. Go ahead. I'll talk to her in a minute.
The salary difference between charter and CPS.
Oh, it's a big difference.
It's a major difference.
The salary difference between CPS and other states, cities, major in the country.
Yes.
They get paid at CPS.
Yes, CPS get paid. Now, the problem is you got the charter teachers. They teach for passion.
Yeah,
they have to be passionate because what they get paid is nothing.
That's true.
I'm serious.
That's true.
They don't get paid.
That's true.
The starting salary is $32,000
in most cases.
In most cases.
Yeah.
Depending
on which organization is running the charter. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, and it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
With this little money, they have more activities.
Ain't it though?
They have more curriculum stuff.
They have
ice cream social,
arts,
science fairs, spelling bees. Do we have that anymore in CPS? Spelling bees. Do we have book clubs? We don't have none of that stuff. You know, and we're wondering why our kids are not making it.
They don't have an outlet. Because we're only right now, and I could be wrong, and I know I can get some help from somebody. Might be missing. I know I got a bunch of teachers around that's around that listen to the show. Y'all, I mean, you know, help me out. But the appearance is we're not teaching them. We're teaching them the educational piece, but we're not teaching them how to deal with you know, real life scenarios. We're not teaching them interpersonal skills. We're not teaching them how to deal with conflict management. You know, all those things matter. And it seems like the CPS grind right now is we're teaching them to pass the test.
Okay, somebody
the
made
state it. Test. I want to teach them just to pass the state test.
Somebody made a statement.
Come on,
that CPS does have those things. Where?
Okay, well,
I honestly, where? And I'm very in tune with a lot of
It's only at certain schools?
It's not universal.
It's not across the board.
It's not across the board. It's only at certain schools.
Oh, CPS does have those things. Oh, that's Ashley. Okay, Ashley.
Yeah. It's just certain schools, honestly. And I guarantee the schools that they have it probably far north. I'm serious. I didn't know this. There's a different culture of education based upon your region.
Yeah. Yeah.
I honestly didn't know that because keep in mind, the uppity CPS schools are normally up north.
He said uppity.
I'm 100. They up. You got some great CPS elementary schools up north.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much your top high schools are pretty much north or and closer down. You got Whitney Young, Lane Tech, Bonsu, all that stuff is up north.
Uh-huh.
When you look at the high schools on the south side, if it wasn't for sports, what else as education would be their brand? Mm. Morgan Park, you know sports. Simeon, you think of sports. Mm-hmm. Kenwood, you think of sports. Mm-hmm. Hyde Park, you know Hyde Park, they on the edge of a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. However, there's nothing else would qualify them as being this educational academic school. Schools on the west side. When you think of Westinghouse now is branded to be educational environment.
Right.
They used to be sports. Marshall. You think of Marshall, you think of sports. Or right now they just won a state champion. Yeah, for basketball. You don't think of no education.
Didn't even know that.
Schools are Prosser. Now Prosser then booted out pretty much all the African Americans. So now that's a Hispanic Latino school now. Taft is good, but where's that? Up north. So even one of the top schools that used to be good in Maywood area, Proviso East, mm-hmm. now is not a great top tier for the western suburbs. So you got all these schools that have failed that was considered these athletic schools, mm-hmm. but we have fallen short in academics. Here, CPS. They stopped CPS people.
Okay.
From coming to visit for the games. What's that?
We just got some information about the question. Social emotional learning is a new initiative within CPS.
Oh, keyword new.
Just being rolled out network wide within the last 2 years.
Okay, I got you. Okay. Now you, Ashley, I used to subcontract to do career development training in CPS as well, but because of budget, they could no longer was able to have that entity there.
Mm.
They was no longer have that. But honestly, right now, and let's face reality. Do we have a promise set time that CPS will start this year?
What do you mean? The school starts back again?
Yeah. Is it promised? Is it projection?
I don't know.
Is it promised?
I don't know.
And here it is. Charter school starts the 7th.
Well, some of them start. Some of them start a week or two. Yeah,
yeah.
The teachers go back, and then they that's where they get. But they get out. They get out.
Later.
Yeah, they get out later, and they go back early.
They got out the same time, pretty much CPS this year.
Yeah.
And now they start back early August, but then they have breaks in
that
between.
Breaks alone.
Yeah.
Their spring break is 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spring break.
Oh man.
3 weeks.
Well,
I would have been no good.
but the catch is we're failing our school system. We're failing our kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we marching. We doing this and that. But no one's marching for education, man. Be really speaking up for education.
You know what? And it's unfortunate because even here, we're guilty of it. Most of our conversations are always about the violence.
Sure.
Because we get distracted. Because it's easy to get distracted when 9 people get shot over the dang old weekend.
And you know what's happening? now keep
all the money going to the police department.
It is.
But that ain't going to stop crime.
Keep this in mind. So now, even... We haven't even talked about the school shutdown, how the schools have to combine now. Now you got five schools into one building.
They kind of cutting back on that, though, because it didn't.
The violence.
They said it didn't work.
Right.
Well, you go right up the street.
Exactly.
Austin. Didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
What was that? They tried it for almost 4 years?
Yeah. Have a different school on each floor.
Yeah. And it was called Austin. It was something. Yeah. They had different names
something.
In Austin. Yeah. Yeah. So it's unfortunate, man. So what did she say? I work at a level one CPS school on the south side. Okay. Incredibly curious. Felicia said.
stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. Yeah, we got to stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You got to get, come on. Fifth ward. Fourth ward. Come on. Sing it. Come on.
Mission on Monday. Your boy, your host, Mr. Daniel King, alongside my brother in ministry, the good pastor Cornelius Parks. We were just having a little conversation about the school situation, the school situation and everything that's going on with that. And we got feedback. And again, we appreciate y'all's feedback. You know, we're not trying to bash CPS schools or the system. What we're bashing is the lack of focus. And I said this too a while back. If we took the time to march for better schools like we do against everything else, like what, and a lot of it starts, my understanding is this, because I've heard the story from parents, and I've heard from people, you know, I have friends, close friends who I'm close to, people that I grew up with that are teachers. One of the deacons here, the deacon's wives at church, just retired from CPS after working some 25, 30 years. Young lady, Ashley, works for CPS. My niece's my favorite niece in the whole world, Danielle. Her mother's a retired suburban teacher. So I've heard all of them have a general. Mm-hmm. They all have a general consensus that the parental involvement is lacking.
Yeah,
that's the first issue.
Yeah.
That's the first issue. But then I've seen with my own eyes. What they have to do when it comes to not even having the right supplies when school starts.
Yeah.
Because even though, you know, the kids come in, and believe it or not, this is why your event is so needed.
Yeah.
This is why your event is so needed. Well, thank you. All right. Now, this is why your event is so needed, because you're going to have kids who show up on the first day ain't got a pencil.
Don't have a thing.
A pencil.
And you know, bro, that hurt my heart.
You were talking about, you know, using a book bag.
Yeah.
Using a plastic bag.
Yes. Yeah.
You did have a pencil, though.
Yeah, I did have a pencil.
And at least one notebook.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know,
at least one.
Honestly, you.
That's crazy.
That's my focus and purpose of doing what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people at an age that they don't drop kids off at school. So you don't see other kids that don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And then Charisma, she's going to fourth grade.
Okay. Is she in CPS?
No, she's in charter.
Oh, okay.
And so the teacher sent home a list
of the supplies.
Of the supply list.
Is that the first day, or is that you get that before school starts?
You get it before school starts.
So you get an email or a letter. Okay,
exactly.
Gotcha. Okay.
But then she does a follow-up. But mm-hmm. I learned why she really do it. There's always kids in the room.
It's for the other kids.
It's really for the other kids.
It's really not for your kids.
Exactly.
They want to collect. Yeah,
exactly.
I found that out too.
Exactly.
They ask you for a pack of pencils.
Yeah.
A pack of dry.
Yeah.
You're like, why do you need dry erase marker?
Yeah.
For the other kids.
Yeah. And then also help them out too.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that.
absolutely not, because I know teachers who spend money out of pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're talking hundreds of dollars.
And let me tell you this, I take my hat off to teachers.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Because, you know, it's not even a craft of teaching, but they got to develop a craft of dealing with behavior problems.
You do have kids with behavior issues. Yeah.
You know, and then let's be real. These doctors have diagnosed us with ADHD, bipolar, you know, everything. So now that's an excuse that we have to give the kid for acting out.
All the stuff that they say these kids got now, they would have diagnosed me with it if they would have
a long time ago.
Because I definitely would have said that.
ADD. I probably need to get it now. I mean,
why are you shaking like that?
No,
right.
Man,
why you start shaking?
Man, every now and then, I gotta be still. I gotta tap my shoulder. Peace be still. But then I applaud all the. Those that work in the educational
system,
I really do.
Absolutely, but I do want to piggyback on something you said earlier. A lot of our kids, we do find out that they aren't ready for college when they go.
That's right.
And what's so crazy was, and this goes back, and this is not new.
Exactly.
I remember watching. I used to be an avid fan of watching Oprah anytime she had a good show on.
Uh-huh.
Oprah did a show about the difference between suburban schools and Chicago schools.
Okay.
So she took kids from a school in the city of Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and took them to and she took honor students from this particular school in Chicago. I don't remember which school it was. But then she took them to Naperville Central or something like that, whatever one of them high schools out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they exchanged classes. They set up a thing where they actually sat in on the other people's class. They switched schools.
Mm-hmm.
And her cameras and producers followed them throughout the process. The people from Naperville were in shock when they went to the computer lab at the Chicago Public School.
Wow.
Because the first thing they noted was on the keyboards.
Wow.
Where y'all letters at?
Wow.
Why are all the keyboards missing the A?
Wow.
Or missing this or missing
wow.
that?
Wow.
The kids from Chicago, when they went to Naperville, were like, oh, my God. That, you said, okay.
Wow.
You like, man, that's a real discrepancy. The real discrepancy came when those honors students from Chicago sat in the honors class in Naperville and could not keep up.
Couldn't keep up at all.
That.
Yeah.
Now, this is where it's beyond just Chicago public schools.
Yeah.
This is a state issue.
Yeah.
Everybody in the state should be getting the same education.
Yeah, we should. We should.
Every eighth grader ought to be getting, ought to have access to the same education.
Yeah. Wow.
That was just, I was dumbfounded. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So when the honor students from Naperville came to Chicago and they started sitting in the classrooms, they was like, oh, yeah, we did this, like, in freshman year.
Exactly.
Now, these were seniors.
Exactly.
And they were like, oh, this is nothing.
Yeah, yeah. You know, remember, we had different levels. Paideia, you had honors.
About Paideia.
Yeah. Yeah, so I went to school.
Was that all public school? Paideia?
I don't know.
Anybody else been to Chicago public school back, you know, old, like,
that's a good question.
They had Paideia classes.
And what they call it now is, what are the classes they call now for those who are more advanced? I can't think of it. I went to Luther Burbank and for grammar school. We had three. It was three levels. You had armed, you had regular, mm-hmm. and gifted.
Okay.
Armed was you was below your regular average.
Mm-hmm.
Regular was you average. Gifted, you was smart. And you really had to be smart to be in gifted. And to be honest with you, you had to be smart to be in regular. Real talk.
Mm-hmm.
Regular.
Mm-hmm.
You pretty much was armed. You need help.
Right.
And so in a sense, like in high school was, algebra was support, reading was support, and all that stuff. And so now I don't think there's a separation in CPS. I think it's all inclusive now, everything. So
You think they had to get rid of, had to merge it all because of the...
Yeah. And so, like, some kids take tests gifted.
Gifted classes. That's what Rose Harper said. I remember that.
Yeah.
It was gifted.
Yeah. And so, like let me take Charisma. Charisma is a smart kid.
Mm-hmm.
And she take her tests fast. I don't know where she get it from because I wasn't a fast test taker.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe her mama, I don't know. But she takes her tests fast.
Okay. And she try to get it, she wants to get done.
But she get it right.
Right.
But it makes the teacher mad sometimes because
Now she
still 20 minutes left and she's sitting up bored.
Right.
A kid.
Now she gonna talk.
She gonna talk or do something. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Or look over. That's wrong. And so. You know, it's a separation.
And there needs to be, this is where, and again, I know it's a money situation, but if she is like that, if you take a kid like that, and I'm sure she's not by herself,
uh-huh.
There's other kids like that in her school and other schools,
uh-huh.
Where, but she's at a charter.
Yeah.
But where
and
those kids, those.
We pay that too.
Huh?
We pay that too.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it must be out, is it outside of the. Her area or something?
I don't know if it's yeah, she don't live by it, but it's, we still pay a tuition, a monthly tuition.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. But
yeah.
But
125 a month.
One of the things, okay, that ain't bad. That ain't too bad. One of the things that I know is that for kids like that, they need to have some they need to be challenged.
Yeah.
Now, you need to constantly challenge them. But you need to constantly challenge their learning because here is the deal. A kid like Charisma and other kids like her who can rattle off answers, who know stuff like that, they get bored easily.
Yeah.
So you have to challenge them and then watch as you challenge them to give them something that's difficult, but to see how good they are at figuring things out.
That's good.
You have to,
man. You know what we do? We stagnate them.
Yeah, we will because we want to keep them
there.
Yeah, yeah. Let me see this. Yolanda King says, the city of Chicago redirects a lot of tax money through TIFs that allow the money to be funneled through general funds, which is spent on special projects like Millennium Park.
Yeah. Man, Yolanda, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Right about
you
that.
You know, it just hurts my heart. It hurts my heart.
Yeah. We pay for all the police, too.
Yeah.
Right. We can get plenty of police.
Man, it's...
Can't buy no books, though.
It's terrible, though, man.
We can't buy no books.
You know, and I'm so busy... Preachers fighting against each other on what each other dressing, how we dress, how we wear our hair, how tight our clothes is, who got the best members, who got the best church, who got the best worship leaders and all that. And at the end of the day, these are our members dying.
Yes. These are your members' kids.
These are our members.
Yep.
That are suffering.
Yeah,
suffering.
Suffering, dying, all of that. Yeah.
We Facebooking warring against each other. We doing Periscope videos and go on Facebook Live to be a celebrity media, social media preacher, and it's hurting the church. And you know, honestly, you know, we don't know how bad. CPS was the largest school system in the nation.
Right.
Now we're the brokest school system in the nation. We can't even clear a budget, man. And that's the hurtful part. But we as a church, and I got to go back to the church because we have a responsibility to do our part, too, because the church is the community. And if the church is not looking at certain aspects that need to help and better our community, then we're not going to survive.
Absolutely.
We're not going to survive.
Absolutely. I'm glad you went there because that's kind of going to go right to our article, the wake-up call for the church. Man, I'm loving y'all's comments. Y'all keep y'all comments coming. Remember, you can always email the show. Some of y'all got lengthy comments. You want to email the show. If you want to call in and make your comments, you can do that too. I was going to give y'all my phone number. That was going to be good. Area code 347-934. I almost just rattled off my own number. Jesus. Area code 347-934-0546. Again, it's area code 347-934-0546. You do that, just push 1, and that'll get you on the line with your comments. We'd love to hear from y'all if you want to make comments about what we were talking about with the school, but we're going to go ahead with the article, A Wake-Up Call to the Church, man. This is going to be good. I'm excited about it. We're going to delve right into this. The writer, this is good, actually, too. The writer of this article is about maybe a week old. Yes, because we normally do these as soon as they come out. It's not even a week old because it came out on the 19th. It's called A Wake-Up Call to the Church. And he uses the Ephesians scripture as his premise, if he was writing a sermon. He kind of uses the Ephesians scripture to back up his statement. He says, "Awake, O sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." Ephesians 5:14. This is what the writer says. He says, "The Christian world is in a deep sleep. Nothing but a loud voice can waken them out of it." George Whitefield said that back in 1739. 1739, somebody wrote that the Christian world is in a deep sleep.
Wow.
In 1739.
Close my
does that not apply now?
It
my
does,
God.
Man.
He says, "It's time to wake up our churches to the need for revival and spiritual awakening. It's time to answer the Holy Spirit's wake-up call." He says, "Think about the potential of a fully awakened church. There were just 120 members of the original church in Acts chapter 1, chapter 2.
Yeah.
The Spirit came, and their little church exploded from 120 to well over 3,000 attendants in an instant."
Yeah.
My God. He says, "And unlike the early church in Acts 1, we don't have to pray to receive the Spirit."
Yeah.
"We already have him," according to Ephesians 1:13-14.
With the Holy Spirit.
That is. The question is, does he have us? Are we yielding ourselves to him in full surrender?
Wow.
If we were, our churches would be exploding with new disciples.
Wow.
The indwelling Holy Spirit is calling us and giving us his wake-up call. Will we answer that call? Here are five truths a church must wake up to so that revival can happen.
Can we go back real quick?
Go ahead, Doc. Come
it
on.
Says, the question is.
The question is, does he have you?
Have us?
Yeah.
Are we yielding ourselves to him in full surrender? And then he came back. If we were, our churches will be exploding with new.
You said if. We were.
If.
Right.
We were. Our church will be exploding
with new disciples.
With new
disciples.
Disciples.
Not recycled.
Hey!
New.
Man, I almost threw something at you.
Yeah.
New.
Yeah.
And that's key. That's really key. We're fighting the wrong fight.
Yeah.
We're swapping members. We're fighting the wrong fight. Are we really doing the work of outreach or evangelism?
Mm-hmm.
Are we really seeking and saving for which is lost?
Mm.
Or are we just trying to get those members that can sound good, sing good, play well?
See, it's easy for me. You already know the Lord.
Yeah.
So it's easy for me to come talk to you about the Lord. But if you stand out there on the corner of Central and Madison, and now see now watch this. Let's show you the difference. It's a cat outside right now, minus the first Bethel T-shirt on, but dressed just like you.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
But see, you're safe.
Yeah.
Because you know the Lord.
I know the Lord.
So I know he already go to church. I'm gonna get him over in my church. Wow. I can use him. But the brother who looked just like you.
Yeah.
On the street.
Yeah.
That I don't know. Might be a little. I ain't gonna go talk to him.
Yeah.
You just said something.
Here it is. Number one.
Number one. Go for it.
Wake up to the power of prayer. Watch this. I urge then, first of all, the petition, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all the people.
Hmm.
For kings and all those in authority, we may live peacefully, quiet lives in all godliness and holiness.
Hmm.
This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. First Timothy 2:1-4.
Mm-hmm.
When prayer becomes the engine, not the caboose, our ministry efforts, then our churches become an unstoppable train that advances the gospel in an imaginable way. When prayer becomes the engine, not the caboose of our ministry effects, then our churches become an unstoppable train that advances the gospel in an unimaginable way.
Uh-huh.
To experience this, we must learn to pray with passion, focus, and faith.
Mm-hmm.
We must pray for the lost. We must pray for each other.
Mm.
We must pray for this nation. Mm-hmm. We must pray for the world. We must pray that God intervenes to break up the hard soil of ungenerated chuckers who will spread his message everywhere to everyone. Let's wake up to the need of prayer. Need to pray.
The engine.
And
not the caboose.
And not the caboose.
Let me for those of you who might be a little slow, y'all know the engine of the train is where all the power is.
Yeah.
The caboose is just in the back.
It's in the back.
It's just tagging along.
It's in the back.
It's just carrying stuff in the back.
You know, I'm thankful. I'm going to tell you why I'm thankful for this.
Come on.
For the past 2 weeks, one of the brethren, Brother Larry, prayed out of his mind. I mean, lost it.
Mm-hmm.
Lost it.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, my chairman, he prayed. and the things he was praying about were sufficient for the house.
See?
And I tell guys, it's not how loud you pray, not how crazy you get. It's your petition that you render unto the Lord, what you need, the assessment that needed for the house.
Yeah.
And so it made the atmosphere to be set because, here, I even took a vow to bring prayer much back into services.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at church services now, bro, only time you see people pray is prayer with offering or prayer when dismissed or prayer in the beginning. There's no prayer when there's in the midst of the service. We've taken out so many of the most essential aspects of prayer.
Yeah.
Yesterday, senior mother, Mother Blackman, I think she's 101 or 2, I had everyone, I didn't care how many was, come up and let's huddle her.
Mm-hmm.
She's still alive for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
She's 101, 102, and she's still come faithful.
Wow.
Here, as many of you could come, got activities.
And won't come.
And won't come. She's here for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pray and connect with the Lord to covenant with the spirit that she got. It's something that the Lord wants to transfer into us.
He is keeping her for a reason.
For a reason.
And she's setting an example. The problem is nobody's following.
Nobody's following. And we're not praying to God asking for discernment.
I say the same thing about this place.
Wow.
Pastor Miller is just turned 85 years old.
He's here for a reason.
But he be the first one here, though.
But they living off grace.
But he the first one in the building.
That's crazy.
He ain't got no business opening up this big heavy gate.
At all.
And that big heavy.
At all.
Open up this heavy gate. He the first one down here on Sundays. He the first one down here on Wednesdays for Bible study. Only reason I beat him here on Wednesday because I'm already up here. But he the first one in the building.
Wow.
85 years old.
Wow.
Sunday school. I taught Sunday school Sunday. The first five people in my classroom were over the age of 70 years old.
Wow. It's funny you
and they beat me here.
In our business meeting, I just had that same argument with the people.
Yeah.
I told them, I said, listen, no disrespect to our elders.
Yeah.
But they on their last leg.
But that's true, though.
That's reality.
That's not degrading.
No.
That's reality.
I can't tell them go out on the corners, stand for numerous hours evangelizing.
Mm-hmm.
Their job to be at the church praying while we out in the street, praying that we are doing the job covering us.
Yeah.
Now, I got to take a team out for one to watch and the other one be praying, interceding.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is we don't have those to stand up to pray.
Mm.
Prayer is my strength in ministry. I love to call on his name. I love to connect with him.
That's good.
And we're missing that in our churches. I'm being honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
We're missing it. We're praying like we're preaching now.
Mm-hmm. We be talking. We ain't praying.
We straight preaching and tuning up and all. You know, that's, you get excited, you get
that's
excited.
Thing, right.
But make sure you're connecting.
Right.
You got to make sure that you're connecting.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
It's an honor to be in his presence, number one.
I'm glad you brought that up. And that's one of the things that we still actually do. We still have invocation in the middle of our service.
Yeah, and I started
We still have it. And it's good when there's an actual prayer.
Exactly.
When it's a prayer.
And it don't have to be long.
No, it really don't. It can be done about 2-3 minutes.
Exactly.
Number two, again, we are talking about a wake-up call to the church. Number two says, wake up the need for holiness. Wake up to the need for holiness.
That's good.
He uses 2 Timothy 2:19 through 21 where he says, everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. In a large house there are articles not only of gold and silver but also of wood and clay. Some are for special purposes and some for common use. Those who cleanse themselves from the latter will be instruments for special purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. The writer says, God only serves revival on clean plates. Oh, my God. Jesus. God only serves revival on clean. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Hey. God only serves revival on clean plates.
Wow.
So we must purify our hearts. If there is sin in the camp, we need to address it.
Wow.
If there is sin in our lives, we need to confess it.
Yeah.
We need to have people in our lives that keep us accountable in these areas so that together we can walk in purity.
Wow.
As James 5:16 reminds us, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective.
Wow.
The writer concludes, he says, as my old youth ministry professor used to say, we confess to God to be forgiven. we confess to each other to get healed. Woo.
Wow.
He says, may we have churches that encourage this kind of relational reality check so that we can get beyond the surface of everything's fine to the raw struggles underneath that all of us have. As we do, we can live an increasingly holy life that leverages the power of our prayers with heaven. Again, as James reminds us, the prayer of the righteous person is a powerful and effective, or availeth much, as y'all know it. Let's wake up the need for holiness.
Wow.
God.
I think it's essential here.
Go ahead.
That we give an understanding of what is holy.
Yeah.
See, we as people, when we look at the term holiness, we look at the term we're sinless. We don't know sin.
Mm-hmm.
Holiness is simply suggesting that you recognize your problem and confess it and ask for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
You're very conscious of some of the things that you do.
Mm-hmm.
No, none of us going to be sinless. However, there's some things that we do intentionally
mm-hmm.
that we know is against the Lord's will.
Mm.
And we have to get ourselves back to a place in the Lord
mm-hmm.
that we'll be walking straight. See, it's easy for you to tell me don't have sex.
Come on. Right. You tell me not to have sex. Don't be fornicating, but you won't tell me not to gossip.
Exactly. Or treating people wrong. Or turning your back to them. Or thinking that you're more than who you are. See, when we look at sin, we categorize sin. And that's what's hurting us.
This one ain't important.
This one, exactly. That's why I'm a virgin.
Uh-huh. But you gossip like hell.
You gossip like hell. You celibate,
right?
But you eat up a storm,
right? You right, but you celibate.
This substitute your celibacy
uh-huh.
for food,
right? Come on,
and I'm just being real.
Come on now.
The problem is, we try to be holy to people and not God.
Oh my God!
And God sees and knows all things.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I want to share with us. One of my favorite scriptures is James 5:16.
Mm-hmm.
Confess your sins mm-hmm. one to another. That's what it said in the King James Version. Mm-hmm. Confess your sins one to another. Mm-hmm. So you can't tell me about my relationship with the Lord. You can't tell me what I have already confessed to the Lord because you didn't hear me.
Mm-hmm.
See, people base our relationship based upon what they hear in our open prayers.
See?
Not what they know in our private time.
Come on now.
See,
come on now.
I may have sinned, but I have also confessed that
come on.
Have asked God for forgiveness and repented of that sin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a repentance simply suggests that you're turning away from your wicked, evil ways.
I'm going to stop doing that.
I'm going to stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even if you can't stop doing it wholeheartedly, you're going to do it and it make you feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things that I have asked God to deliver me from, that
mm-hmm.
if I tend to see a little glimpse of it,
mm-hmm.
it make me feel bad, or I run from it.
Come on.
You know, or I'm not going to put myself in situations any longer
mm-hmm.
that will cause me to get to the place that I might curse somebody out.
My God.
Or may say something or do something that's against his will.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the greatest aspects of living holy is the company you keep.
Uh-oh. Well.
You got to be in good company in order to live the best that you possibly can live for the Lord, seriously.
Well,
because you got to have accountability partners. You got to have people that will not allow you to continue to live the life that you live.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. My God, that's good stuff. I wish I had the time. We could add some more to this.
I know, right?
God only serves revival on clean plates. That took me out.
That's deep. But understand what clean plates mean.
Right.
Uh-huh. A forgiving heart.
That's it. That's it.
A repentant heart.
I ain't up here just praying to be praying because I sound good.
That's right.
I'm praying because my heart is broken.
David said,
hey, come on.
Created me a clean heart.
Right. Right.
A renewed, a right spirit within me.
A right spirit.
The sin that we do starts in our heart.
Mm-hmm. See, we praying to get back the old.
Yes.
Bring me back.
Yes.
See here, whoo, Lord, anything that's, if we're going to talk about revival, before you revive something, it first has to die.
It has to die.
Okay, all right. Let's do number.
Two famous scriptures. Let me throw this out there to bless somebody.
Go ahead.
Read Romans 12:1-2,
mm-hmm.
and then read Psalms 51:10.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 12, 1 and 2 talks about the mind. Let this mind be in you.
Not
let this mind be in you, which is also Christ Jesus. Now, be not conformed to this world.
Be
ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Paul talks about the mind, but then David talks about the heart.
Created
me a clean heart.
And
renew a right spirit. So that has to be a connection with the mind and the heart. See, I can tell you, bro, I love you from two ways. I can tell you I love you from the mind versus the heart. When I tell you I love you from the mind, it's just words. But when I tell you I love you from the heart, it's actions.
That was probably the Sunday school lesson yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Ezekiel's call.
Yes, sir.
And he said, don't just listen with your. He said, don't just take this with your heart. He said, with your ears, but
with your heart
as well.
Yeah.
Come on now. Come on.
Number three, y'all. This gonna have me shouting up in here. Wake up the necessity of faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists, that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Hebrews 11 and 6. Without holiness, no one would see the Lord.
Yes.
Hebrews 12 and 14. And without faith, no one will ever experience holiness. Living a life of true holiness that increases our prayer impact is not a matter of keeping a list or trying to erase our sins and our human strength. It's a matter of living a life of faith in Christ, who can live His already conquered sin through the cross resurrection life through us. It says you already been conquered. The scripture said He conquered the world. We are more than conquerors.
Yeah.
Our church can be revived as together we live a life of faith that God uses to purify our hearts.
Yeah.
Their heart again.
Mm-hmm.
Acts 15 and 9. And when we live like this, our prayers will have an ever-increasing impact. Like Daniel, the angels who deliver the answer to our prayers can say to us, as soon as you begin to pray, a word went out, and I have come to tell you, if you are highly esteemed, Daniel 9:23, faith in Christ purifies our hearts and propels our prayers, and it also opens our mouth to proclaim the gospel. That's good.
Ain't no sense in praying without no faith.
There's no sense of praying without
faith. You wasting your time, and God ain't hearing it. It ain't never getting there.
What's that song? If you're going to worry, don't pray.
And if you're going to
pray, don't worry.
Right. Right.
That's crazy. And we're guilty.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're guilty. I believe right now in the season in our life, majority Christians don't have faith.
It's lacking.
It's lacking.
It's lacking. Or we don't want to. We're afraid to step out on new faith.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you this, and I believe because we hear so much talk now about the church in a negative fashion.
That's part of it.
It messed up our relationship with the Lord.
It did.
Because I never see now, maybe through social media, and you know, we got to understand this as believers, that no matter how well you do, you're going to get talked about.
Yep.
No matter what you try to do for the kingdom, you're going to get persecuted.
Yep.
And we do that because we are His partakers of His suffering.
Yeah.
We are partakers of His suffering. And what He did to for us, we have to partake in some of that.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's not what you suffer. It's how you deal with the suffering.
That's right. That's right.
It's how you deal with it. That's what I like.
That's good. This is awesome. I hope y'all get some out of this. Number four says, a wake up to the urgency of the gospel.
Yeah.
Romans 1 and 16 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel.
Ashamed. Yeah.
Because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes.
Yeah.
The writer says, a revived church is a gospel advancing church. It is a church that unashamedly brings the good news of Jesus to a world in desperate need of it, meaning out to the world. We must wake up the need to share the gospel. Can you hear the voices of those who have passed on to the next life? Some are leaning over the banister of heaven, calling down. Others are looking up from the flames of hell, screaming out. But both have the same message. Tell others so they can experience hope in the next life. Gospel urgency requires gospel fluency. In other words, if the people in your church are motivated to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but can't articulate that message in a clear and compelling way, then it will lead to nowhere. Oh, my God. Then at the end of this article, there's a 4-minute clip that tells you how to do that. But, my God, let me read that again.
That's
if the
deep.
People in your church are motivated to share the good news, but they don't know how to do it, let me just break it down for you, then what you're doing ain't leading nowhere.
You can't share the word without sharing the gospel.
Come on.
Because the gospel is the word.
Come on.
And honestly, a lot of times we neglect the fact of who Jesus is.
Mm.
You cannot preach the gospel, the word, without preaching the gospel. This is what separates us as Christians.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that we serve a living God.
Yeah.
You got to understand what we believe in order to share it.
Yeah.
And the crazy part is, and this is what I love about the older saints, because I remember when I first started preaching, if you didn't go to the cross, they said you didn't preach.
You didn't preach.
And I felt like, man, why must I go to the cross and talk about that all the time?
Every time.
But now I understand it. It's because it's the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
That is the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Bible declared the gospel, his death, burial, and resurrection.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you can't talk about having faith without talking about him.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
You can't talk about getting money without talking about him. Everything that's surrounded through the word has come from the gospel.
That's true.
Sorry to say this, but our new age preaching,
mm-hmm.
we want to be so sophisticated,
deep,
that we don't even, I've seen guys don't even talk about Jesus
in the whole sermon.
But they talk about God.
Mm.
And so that's what mess up Christians, because now, what's the difference between your message and a Muslim?
Mm.
What's the difference between your message and Buddhism?
Mm.
Because they talk about God.
That's good.
The difference of our message is we proclaim Jesus Christ. We said the only way to the Father is through his Son.
That's good.
And if you're not mentioning Jesus in none of your sermons, then you're just preaching an average denomination, an average religion sermon.
Wow.
There has to be separation.
That's good.
And that's where we fail at. There's no separation.
Oof.
That's why we are in poverty. Because we don't believe that the Lord is the earth is the Lord's and the fool is there. We don't believe, just really quoted, but we don't believe that everything that's out there belongs to us. Christians.
Mm-hmm.
We have the meaning who the gospel, what the gospel means.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why many people are running from the gospel, but they're not running from God.
Yeah.
They're not running from God. They're running from Jesus, but not running from God.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that there is a God.
Mm-hmm.
But who is this Jesus man?
Mm-hmm.
And so we as people, we have diverted our messages to keep crowds.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that's why our messages are more feel good.
Yeah, yeah.
Joe, I don't have nothing against you, Joe. Mm-hmm. You're doing great work, but every now and then you need to talk about Jesus.
Every now and then. Mention it.
Yeah, I believe that you honor him and love him, but your projection, what you're bringing out is not appealing to a Christian. Now, it's appealing to men and women, but it's not appealing to a Christian.
Let's get through this real quick, y'all. Number five, I'll do this real quick. It says, but God, wake up the potential of the youth. He says in 1 Corinthians 1-27, but God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He says that there's nothing more foolish than the typical American teenager. We shouldn't underestimate these people, these young people, as potent agents of revival. God loves to use the unlikely to accomplish the unimaginable because it brings unbelievable glory to him. If you don't believe that's true, look at the two people that you're listening to right now. I'm going to say that again. The most unlikely.
Unlikely.
Come on now. He says teenagers come to Christ quicker and can spread the gospel faster and farther than adults.
That's true.
So the quickest way to revive a church is through the youth.
Yeah.
That's why I challenge you to unleash their potential by getting them to make and multiply disciples. Youth ministry is strategic. Every great awakening in the history of the United States has had teenagers on the leading edge. That's it. At the end, read the last part of this. He says, it's time. It's time for revival. It's time to pray to God, purify our hearts, proclaim the gospel. It's time to unleash the next generation to make and multiply disciples until everyone everywhere hears the good news of Jesus. The Holy Spirit is giving us a wake-up call. Let's answer it. Man, pray us out.
Can I say one thing?
Please do. And then, yeah.
Let's stop taking away their youth voice. And train their voice. Don't take away their voice.
That's good.
Train their voice.
That's good.
And then if you're training their voice, you don't have to worry about what they're speaking, their language.
That's good. We got 30, 45 seconds.
Father in heaven, we thank you, honor you, Lord. We give you the glory and praise. We thank you for this section. We thank you for my brother, his ministry, God. Thank you for all that you're doing. Continue to bless every event that's coming up, God.
Yes, God.
Allow your hand to magnify in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Look, y'all, I just got some good news. I was talking to my partner was talking earlier. I was having a little side conversation with Dr. Spencer. We might have some tickets to give away for the Light Fest on the
watch
show.
Out now. Watch
right.
out.
That's going to be good. Look out, y'all. But look, we got to go. Y'all stay blessed. Keep your head on the swivel. TTLO. Peace.
Up real quick, come on. Come on, we gotta stop.
That was good, man. That's good. That's good.
Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get, come on. Fifth one. Fourth one.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.